For some, wind power is the critical ingredient in a clean energy future. But for others, the sight, or should I say sound, of a turbine on the horizon is a cause of community division, unhappiness, and in some cases even sickness. My next guest, he sits firmly, in the former camp. Neil Barrett has made a film about people who have wind turbines on their properties near the Victorian town of Warburra, and it takes aim at the anti-wind farm group, the Warburra Foundation. Neil Barrett is in our Bendigo studio, and sitting alongside Neil is Karen Gallagher, a Warburra local who has wind turbines within a kilometre of her home. Thank you to both of you for joining us today. Neil, I'll start with you. This issue has been extensively covered. What new perspective does your film bring?
Well, I think to date there's been a lot of importance placed on the people who are complaining, which turns out to be not a very large number of people, but they've achieved a great deal of publicity. And when I got interested in this subject, I live in Castlemaine, where there's a small community wind farm project been trying to get up for years, and I heard about the Warburra disease and was quite astonished by it, because I'd spent a week in Germany a couple of years ago going around major wind farms talking to a lot of people. I'd never heard of anything like a disease. And so I started to investigate, and I talked to people on both sides of the fence for many, many hours. I've been over there 21 times, I counted up lately, and stayed quite a few nights. And what eventually became certain to me, after I'd had a lot of trouble understanding the complainants' issues, which I sincerely tried to understand, what became very clear was that there were 30 turbine hosts and many of their neighbours who had no problem at all. And I would sit down with these people hour after hour on different occasions in different places and became totally convinced that they didn't have a problem. Well, that's what they were saying. They looked well, and everything seemed fine. These were people enjoying their lives.
So this is it's a pro-wind farm film. What stake do you have in the industry?
I'm a retired person, retired from business 10 years ago. The only stake I have is a small share in the Hepburn Community Wind Farm. So I'm effectively an independent filmmaker. I don't have any major companies to kowtow to, I suppose.
Okay, so it's not a feature film, is it? You filmed and produced it yourself, and it's online at the moment?
Yeah, it's online, and it's on vicwind.org.au. It comprises 11 roughly 4-minute segments, five interviews with turbine hosts, some of them couples, some of them single people, five interviews with neighbours, and an introduction by myself. And then I put together a 12-minute condensed version. That's what most people are looking at online.
It lacks critics of the wind power industry. Why is that?
I beg your pardon?
It lacks critics of wind turbines. It has many testimonials in there. Why is there not so much on the counterview?
Well, there's virtually nothing, because I decided after looking at the situation that there was one thing I was really clear about, and that was that there are a lot of people who weren't affected. So I thought I'll give these people a voice. It may be a later project of mine to try and integrate the complainants with the supporters, and that would be a reasonably complex sort of project, I suppose. But people I've talked to so far have just appreciated being able to realise that there is an awful lot of people in the town who aren't affected and who are very disappointed that their town has been used by an organisation called the Warburra Foundation, which implies that this town is suffering a disease called the Warburra disease. And I think there are people with valid criticisms of the wind farm. There's no question of that. But the huge majority of people, probably 95-96%, find it absolutely fine.
We'll hear from a gentleman called David Mortimer in a moment, who's in Millicent in South Australia, who is not so keen on wind farms at all. So he'll be with us very soon. Neil Barrett's the voice you're hearing from there. Neil is a filmmaker and a researcher, and Where the Wind Blows is the film he's created. Also with Neil is Kieran Gallagher, who features in the film and hosts turbines on her property. Hi, Karen.
Hi, how are you going?
Good, good. Can you describe the layout of your property, where the turbines are for me?
Well, situated around on our property where our home is, we have in a 1 kilometre radius there's 6 turbines. In 2 kilometres there's 23 turbines, and in within 3 kilometres we have 39 turbines. So north, south, west and east of us we have turbines. So
it's 39 turbines. Are they all on your property, or is
No, neighbouring properties as well, yes.
Okay, because that would be a decent income. What are they, about 8,000 a turbine?
7,000. Yep.
Okay. Do they make much noise?
Look, I'm not going to say that they don't. On certain days there is a noise, but after living there since they've been there, I certainly don't take any notes of them anymore. And I use the example years ago when we lived in another property close by, the Burrumbeat train used to go by, and I used to hear that. And that's probably, you know, as the crow flies, as they say, probably 10 km away from our home, and we used to hear that going through. And I certainly don't hear that anymore as well. So, they just don't bother me at all.
Why did you put them on the property?
Well, in this day and age, there's the farming now. We've found, over the last 30 years, probably, you know, the 50 farmers that were in and around our district, that's now broken down to about 25 or 30 farms. And, you know, in another 10 or 15 years, that's going to break down again, where farmers, families are not staying on the farm. They're selling it off to other farm, we've actually bought properties off other neighbourings, that their children are no longer on the farm. They've chosen to go in other career directions. Mm-hmm. And it's certainly helped drought-proof our farm over the last 13 years, well, not so much this last year, but the years before that, we were going through drought, and it was really getting dire, how we were going to survive. And
But do you think does your tolerance for the noise, is it related to the check that you draw from that noise that's being generated?
No, not at all. And look, that's been said to us, and I just find that it's really, it's unfair for people to say things like that. Of course, yes, of course the money's going to help us. But to think that, you know, if I felt in any way that I was ill or was getting any kind of fix from the wind turbines, I'd be the first to put my hands up. My health comes before anything, and certainly the dollar check does not ever come into it at all.
Neil, did you get any sense when you were speaking to other turbine hosts that the money influenced their position on this?
I think, as Karen says, they like the money coming in. I think we all would. I didn't get a sense that one of those people, one of those 30 turbine hosts, would compromise their health for the money. Short answer, I suppose. It was just very clear to me. These are average Aussie farming folk, very decent, very trusting of people like me that go and interview them. And I didn't feel any compromising like that.
That's Neil Barrett, who's the filmmaker behind Where the Wind Blows, also Kieran Gallagher from Warburra in Victoria, and a turbine host. Let's bring in David Mortimer at this point. David is a turbine host in Millicent in the southeast of South Australia. Hi, David.
Good morning.
What's your experience been?
Well, to start with, we signed up for the turbines on our property much the same reason as the people across from Warburg did, to drought-proof our... Bit of extra cash, and we were going to be retiring about now, and we could see it was a nice way of getting some income for our retirement.
When was this?
This was back in... Not in 97 we signed up to an option to lease. The turbines actually got put in 2004. We discovered that the noise that they produced, audible noise, the blade noise, was not in keeping with the reason why we bought the property in the first place. So we had a little block there about 5 km down the road, so we thought, we can manage the farm from there. So we built down there in 2006 and moved in. And it was in 2006 that I started immediately, or almost immediately, developing unusual sensations, sort of sensations of heart arrhythmia and pulsing and anxiety, and waking up in the middle of the night and panic attacks. And
you think the turbines were making you sick?
I'm pretty sure they were. I went to the doctor and consulted, and we couldn't find anything wrong with me. My heart was perfectly normal. Same with my wife. It took her 4 years before she was affected.
Mm.
So, you know, it's not an instantaneous thing. I just happen to be one of the unlucky ones.
That's quite a common theme, isn't it? People that say they have ill effects from wind turbines, often a doctor or a scientist won't back up what they've said.
Well, I don't think they know. You know, you've got to experience what people like me are experiencing to really understand the impact it has on us.
Mm.
You know, I have a difficult job getting to bed almost every night because of a deep, resonant, drumming, rumbling sound inside my head that I cannot block out, not with my earplugs, not with pulling the pillow over my head, and it's sort of hours before I get to sleep. And when I wake up again in the morning, all I want to do is go to sleep. And now, I can go away from the place, and the day I go away, you know, away from the wind turbines, my first sleep and every other one after that is absolutely deliciously quiet. And I wake up at 6 o'clock in the morning, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, ready to attack the day. Well, that's not here.
So do you regret the decision to put the turbines on?
I certainly do. I don't want to lose the income because it's very nice. And having retired, I say it's a sizable chunk of my retirement income. But I'd much rather have my health, and I know the people across that you've got in the studio there or wherever, so they're not having a problem. Well, they may not be having a problem, but we've got people that want to buy our farm, and they're actually living in the farm at the moment, and they can sense the pulsing sensation that I get, but at the moment it's not causing them any distress or stress, whereas it is with me.
Neil Barrett, can I come back to you? That's David Mortimer there, who's a turbine host in Millicent. Neil, that is a view that has been heard in the media many times before, that view of David's. What do you think your film will actually achieve? Is there any way that you will bring these two groups together? Is that the aim of the film?
Well, I hope it at least makes people start to question things. And I've done a bit of questioning as I've heard and read of what David said before. In the last few days, I've rung all of David's neighbours around the Lake Bonnie wind farm. Not one of them has any sign of any ill health that might be due to wind turbines.
But if David can't sleep, he can't sleep.
Well, he can't, but David is one person. There are all sorts of reasons why people can't sleep. I had a terrible night myself last night, not even related to coming on radio this morning. Insomnia problems are endemic in the Australian population, unfortunately, as are headaches and many other effects that people talk about getting from wind turbines, and they increase with ageing, as we know.
Mm-hmm.
So at Lake Bonnie, there are about 12 turbine hosts. David's the only one who has any problems.
Okay. Who do you actually hope will see this film then? If you seem to be in some ways preaching to the converted, if I use that term.
Yeah, that's a danger, but I just hope that as new wind farms are proposed around Australia, people will refer to resources like this and just say, well, look, have a look at that. Keep an open mind, as I'm always trying to tell people myself. Have a look at the evidence, and have a look at the evidence of the 17 major inquiries that have been held around the world, and see why they couldn't see any reason why wind turbines shouldn't go ahead. And talk to as many people as you can. Talk to David, but also talk to all the other people, the other 600 turbine hosts. I imagine there must be 600 around Australia who have no problem.
I just want to finish on David and give him one more opportunity to comment on that. David, could anything else allay your concerns?
No. Well, yes. I mean, if the turbines can be made not to produce the range of sounds that they produce... when I say sounds, there are sounds that you don't hear, and they're the insidious ones, the ones that I believe are causing most of the problems, and not the audible ones that everyone concentrates
Which
on.
Your own EPA says is a lot of nonsense, Dave.
Okay, look, David clearly has problems with sleeping that he has described, and if he cannot sleep, we'll take him his word at that. David, thank you for joining us today. Neil Barrett's a filmmaker, Where the Wind Blows. Kieran Gallagher is a farmer at Warburra. Thank you to all of you for joining us today. That's Bush Shelley. You're on RN.